I rarely ever get on the Facebook. But occasionally I will, because I'll get some kind of message on my phone and I'll get it and flip through a little of it. But I'm so amazed at how much preaching is going on that, and it's bad preaching. 99% of it that I see is it's superstition. It's not godliness, it's superstition. On and on. So be careful on the Facebook also. Don't believe everything you read on there. You better try the Spirit to see if they be of God. In the 30th chapter of the book of Isaiah, then. Verse 1, he said, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me." And that's what I was just talking about. Be careful what counsel you get. It don't hurt to listen, but go back to the Word of God and try the Spirit to see if it be a proper spirit. Yeah, they take counsel, but not of me. And that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit. That they may add sin to sin. This thing just keeps multiplying. And it goes on and on. You know, it goes back to the kind will produce kind. And believe me, it is productive in that sense. And then he says that walk to go down into Egypt. That's what we just read a while ago. Why in the world, Moses, did you leave us over there? It was so good. And we need to go back and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and trust in the shadow of Egypt. This wasn't the same occasion that we just read about. They were in trouble again. So now we're going to go down there and get Egypt to help us. What even got me even thinking about this last week or two was the president going over and meddling with China and all that. Maybe it's all right, maybe it isn't. I have no idea. And I'm not on any kind of politics, I guarantee you that. But this nation then is praying that we'll get some help, but not of God. And it's going on more now than I believe I've ever seen in my all my years. We're going to get together and pray. But for what? And who's doing the praying? It's an abominable thing that's going on. And we're looking for strength. Our nation is looking for strength in China. And in South Korea and in Japan and everywhere else besides God. Pray for all this stuff. But we need to pray for our people that they might listen. That they might seek counsel of the Lord and not of some foreign country or government. We're in enough mess now without bringing them into it. I said it wasn't going. It's not political now. I don't know nothing about all that stuff. I've been be the first one to admit it. But they won't trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame. When he don't come through, and he don't furnish you what you think you ought to have, and you just run into him. But don't run to Pharaoh. That's what he's saying. Go to God. He is your strength, we'll see it. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. For his princesses were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanes, and they were all ashamed of the people that could not profit them, nor be in the hell, nor profit, but a shame, and also a reproach. Well, they're kind of all in the same boat, sound to me like.
Yeah.
But they're going to put their trust in Egypt?
Yeah.
That they had just brought out, been brought out from? But all time they've been looking back, looking back, looking back. Yeah. At how good it was over in Egypt and how powerful they were. And what a strength they're going to be. It said, the burden of the beast of the south into the land of trouble and anguish, and whence come ye the young and old land of viper and the fiery serpent. Man, all this stuff they're going to have to go through to go down there and find help. They would carry their riches up on the shoulders of young asses and their treasures upon the bunches of camels. To a people shall not profit them. They're going to carry all their wonderful possessions, go through the serpents and all these things, back through the wilderness, if you will.
Yeah.
Into that wonderful land. For the Egyptians shall help in vain. They can't be any help to you. My goodness, who's in control of these things? Not the Egyptians. And to the purpose thereof, therefore have I cried concerning this, their strength is to sit still and wait upon the Lord. Just wait. Do you think that you're going to rush in and change things that God has set in order? Do you think that you're going to thwart anything that God has decided? Where is our strength? It may look good for a little while to trust in some of these earthly things, but the end result of it is peril. It won't help you a bit. This world cannot get you out of trouble. I don't care how many weapons they got or how powerful they are and how many there are. Strength is not in numbers. It's not in swift horses and chariots. But it's in the Lord himself. In verse 8, he said, now go write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that ye may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people. Put it in the book. Gonna judge the people? Yeah, it's in the book. You are a rebellious people. And not, this is not just talking about Egypt and the Israelite people and all those. It's for everybody else that would trust in something besides God Almighty. It's going to be in the book. Chapter 52. Verse 7 said, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings and publishes peace. That bringeth good tidings of good. That publishes salvation. You don't find that in any other books they got. That saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Is that what we're looking to? Are we looking to the strength? You know, they stand around argue all the time about, oh, man, they can't defeat us. We got all this stuff. They better be careful. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, and the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Amen. The Lord's going to fight for his people.
Right. Right.
Break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath, you see this hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Where is our strength? It's in the Lord. Depart ye, go out, go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean, that bear the vessel of the Lord. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go out by flight, nor for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your reward. Rear reward. So we don't need to look to all these things, but we need to be careful to look unto the Lord. Isaiah again, the 41st chapter. Verse 10 said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded and turned round here, hadn't they? They shall be as nothing. They that strive with thee shall perish. Well, now we in control, aren't we? Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. And ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord. Israel, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument. Now, we're going to get in power, aren't we? They can't war against us. Not when we have our God looking out for us. Going to make you a sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, and shalt glory in the Holy One of Israel. Where is our strength? It must be in the Lord.
Always has been, and it always will be. I've said it a lot of times, say wait, but you know, that's the hardest thing for you to do is wait. We're not used to waiting on anything, much less the Lord. But the old timers used to have a saying, don't run before you sin. That's hard to do too, because we're, especially in today's atmosphere, because we're always being pushed to do something. And I've even heard religious people say, well, do something even if it's wrong. I don't know how, you know, I can't, really can't figure out how you can justify that. But it seems like that people think if you just do something, eventually it'll turn out okay. It'll be all right. But I was thinking this morning, Sister Joyce came in and we were talking, and subject she was talking about her Larry being born, and she was talking about his name as being Larry, and the nun wanted to change it to Lawrence so Larry could be a nickname. And she said, well, she didn't like the name Lawrence anyway. And I told her, I said, well, you like Lawrence Welk? And yeah. She said, yeah, but you know, they've taken him off the air and they've replaced him with the Gaithers. And I'm thinking, now, you know, that's typical. Now, most people would think, oh, that's a wonderful thing. The Gaithers sang religious songs, and Lawrence Welk was, those were earthly songs that they sang on there. So it had to be much better, didn't it? But then I'm thinking, you know, why would some programmer like Channel 8 that believes in all this evolution and as ungodly as they can be, why would they replace an earthly thing with a spiritual thing? Unless that spiritual thing's of the wrong spirit. And which I believe, I just have to... Some people tell me don't be judging, but I can't help but believe that the Gaithers never were anything but spiritual adulterers. So anyway, wait upon the Lord. We are in perilous times. There's no question about that. But going back to this Facebook, when they just put scripture verses on there, okay. Don't know how much good they do, but if they put a scripture verse on there, it's okay. But you're right. A lot of their sayings are just sentimental. That's all they are. It's just sentiment. They have no basis or foundation for them, except they just sound good. Just sounds good. And I feel sorry for most of these people because they don't really have a clue as to who God is. And, but anyway, wait upon the Lord. And we're sure in a position right now where we have to wait upon the Lord. And again, I know if that's what you do, you're going to be accused of being anti-evangelistic. So, anyway, thank you for those thoughts.